It's been 20 years since Splore first took place at Tāpapakanga Reserve, and the first Splore took place all the way back in 1998, the new year of 1999, and this year we celebrated the last ever Splore. We were lucky enough to head along. We took a convoy of BFM whānau and the BFM bus, the famous bus. We talked with a whole range of artists, local and international. We got snippets of their sets. Everybody performed so beautifully. The emotions were high. Everyone was expressing their love for the kaupapa of Splore and the wider network of community involved. It really does take a village, and everyone involved was so, so lovely to us. We're grateful that we were able to capture just a small snippet of everything that took place over the weekend. And we're going to listen to some of those interviews now. Esther, who's just like taken over the main stage. It was so gorgeous. This is the last stop of the tour. How's it all been going?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I've loved like pretty much every minute of being back home in Aotearoa. It's just feel like it gives me like life force for going back to the UK.
There's something about playing to a home crowd as well, right?
Yeah, and I think there's a special energy in Aotearoa over summer. Like with the whole kind of summer culture here and like festivals like Splore, which are just so unique in the fact that they're right on the beach.
Yeah, like I went for a swim and then I stood in my togs watching Christophe Altuento and I was like,
yeah,
I think I've died and gone to heaven.
Right? I don't think I've ever been to another festival where you can do that.
Yeah. You said some really lovely words on stage about growing up going to Splore.
Yeah, over the years I've like just kind of come back to Splore in different outfits. Like I came one year with Broccaflower, which was a big band I was part of. Done a couple of like, you know, sets under my name as well.
There's nowhere else like it, eh?
No, and there's a softness to Splore. Like there's a gentleness to the energy here, which I really personally love. There's just so much care.
I'm joined by Aroha in the BFM bus. Kia ora.
Kia ora. It's very nice to be here on a beautiful hot summer's day. I'm just looking out at the ocean at the moment and really happy to be here again.
Have you got sort of specific memories that are coming to mind when you reflect on the last ever Splore?
2021, I think it was, where I was the first wahine DJ to play the closing set of the festival, which was on Sunday afternoon. You know, this is the set that people like Mr. Scruff and DJ Markey and Fat Freddy's Drop have played, and so that was a real honour. It's really emotional, honestly. I have been to so many Splores. I've DJed at so many Splores. I think the first time I DJed here, Wendy Douglas had like this small sort of caravan with like a Function One sound system called the Rum Shack, and I played in that, and I brought my father here with me, and he was like swimming in the ocean. I was playing really bass heavy music, and that was fun. And then every year since, it's kind of grown, and I've done different iterations of like performance, like played with Tali quite a few times, which has been awesome, and it's just grown and grown, and I have grown as a performer through the support that Splore has given me and the opportunities that they've given me to like be on the stages that I've been on here. Yeah, you come here to, you know, leave the weekend a changed person. And I think every year that I come here, I've felt that way.
Kia ora, I'm here with Hudge from Mass Appeal, Sundays on BFM. We're here at Splore. I've been asking everybody about their first festival experience, and I imagine you've been to many in your days.
Oh my God.
Remember your first festival?
Don't know if I do. I think it was Glastonbury. I've been to Glastonbury probably about 12, 13 times, and I've never paid to get in. The first three times we actually, you know, climbed over the fences and got in there, and then I was booked to play. So I've never paid for Glastonbury. Sorry, guys, but it was a killer festival, you know. But you know what? Still, right here, right now, Splore is my favourite festival on the planet. What are we supposed to do? Living in a time like this.
Kia ora, welcome. Dylan Biscuit, AJ Honeysuckle performing tonight? Tomorrow night. Hey, I mean, you guys have a lot of stuff going on all the time. I just want to start by saying, like, congrats on the mahi that you guys are all up to over this summer period. It's been crazy for you, right?
Thank you very much, Hunter.
Yeah, it has been.
How does it feel to kind of be rounding out summer and with this and being at the last floor?
For me, pretty special because this was the first ever festival I came to when I was 17. And after being so busy, it's like so nice to come back to this site and just, yeah, put a full stop to it.
My first floor was only last year.
The last time they did it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean 2 years ago, yeah. It's special. It's a special way to like close up the summer.
Also, you're doing visual art at this floor, right?
Yeah, I have Waha Rave, which is on the art trail, which was made in last year, 2025 for Te Ariu Whiti, and it was a huge blessing to be able to create something so on a large scale. A lot of the Māori that's in that is thinking around what kind of atua that rule the domain rave and those spaces that we go into, how we can connect with our Māori tanga through that. So that the big waha rave is like a waharoa at a marae where you stand up, where you're welcomed into. There's lots of whakaro in there, and it's very deep and very important to me, so I'm very grateful that it's here.
Sue from Welcome to the BFM Hello. Boss.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And you just got here to Aotearoa yesterday. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Like, feeling so grounded. The grounds are so beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm so happy to be here, honestly. Like, yeah, Shark Half Queen's been, like, big uppings floor for many years. So I've heard about it. Yeah. So to be finally here, I'm, like, yeah, very grateful.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is my first time here as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
makes two of us.
Oh. It makes two of us. Yeah. We're experiencing this all for the first time. It's very special. And we've just had the Porphyry. Is it your first time being in Porphyry?
Yes, first time. And it was beautiful. Just, I feel like the perfect way to just like enter this space and just, yeah, feeling so grounded.
Awesome, it's awesome. And you've been DJing for how long now?
I'd say since like properly playing out, since like 2018. But, you know, I was a bedroom DJ. We all had to start from somewhere. Yeah. So like, I think I got my first decks when I was like 15, 16.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
And then
you're just in your room, like,
you
know how it is. Yeah.
Like, even before I got my decks, I was like air DJing, YouTube tutorials. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So what kind of brought you to DJing? What do you think DJing allows you to express?
Well, like I'm like, first of all, just going out as like, I was a little like club rat at like 15.
Oh my god. Okay. Icon and legend.
Yeah. So like, I would, you know, go to the raves and the door sales, like a big like warehouse rave scene when I was like 15. So that's like kind of my first introduction. Like, I was a skater, and then skating just like started going out and stuff. And yeah, I would always be like up the front of the decks, like
wanting to see what's going on.
What is this DJ
going on?
What
are all these buttons got going on over here?
So yeah, that's how I kind of like found my love for it.
Kia ora, it's Nick here. We're down at Splore Festival. I'm here with Babyface Killer and Snake Legs. How are you guys feeling today?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Now, we had a big night last night, but we're ready to go tonight, yeah.
I saw you guys in that Seafront Mosh. How awesome was that set?
Yeah, that set was sick. It was cool to see that on like the main stage as well.
Does it make you feel better having watched a set like that, knowing that people here are like here to dance and party for what you've got coming? Like, you're like, oh, that vibe's already here, it's been brought. Now we can build on that?
Yeah, for sure. I think hearing Charlotte play, yeah, kind of set the tone. And now we're like, we're ready to like just jump into the style we want to play. That was cool about watching them. They just play what they want to play.
Oh man, I'm really excited to see you guys play. Where did you meet? How did this like come about between you two?
I met Tina at the store they used to run. Hunting Ground.
You were down in Wellies.
Yeah.
And then you come up to Tamaki.
Yeah.
And I used to run a secondhand vintage store with my sister called Hunting Ground. So you came to that.
Yeah.
And then
I might have bought a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
Or something.
And then I think we'd just go to filth and things together, eh?
And I always wondered if there was like a track ID between the two of you that can kind of like describe that friendship or that relationship. Is there a song that you feel like...
In a Smile.
In a
Smile.
In a Smile. It's by this band called Texas.
talk to Benny Salvador, one of the original Splore babies.
Yeah, I did find actually a photo got sent to me recently of me as a newborn at the second ever Splore. It went from rolling around as a little toddler to then like going to collect all the recycled cups to make some spare coin while I was here to buy some ice creams, and then
yes,
and then started playing. And
to be invited into the fold and start DJing here must have been pretty special.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was quite fun. Like, started at the Wendy's Wellness when I was really little, and then as the years passed, I moved my way down the hill. And
lots of people have said the same thing, like, we have to make sure we see Benny, like, that's going to be one of the special sets of the evening. There's not many people that are here every year, so
I feel lucky that they keep on having me back. They haven't gotten sick of me yet.
We go by the same car popper that we started in 1998, leave no trace, inclusiveness, accept diversity, and we've kept true to that car popper all this way through.
We on, baby.
Jeez.
Good morning, Splore. Good morning, New Zealand. Haven't even washed my teeth yet.
Well, okay. We got to fix that.
I know. And that's actually really brave of me to admit that in front of a dentist. yeah, Kilda Godson, good to see you, Bo.
Nice to see you.
Oh, it's Yatsune this morning.
Yeah. It's early. It's bright and... I'm here doing an interview at BFM. I guess how better can life be? I guess.
I know, it's actually kind of special, eh? And we're right by the beach, which is freaking awesome.
It is beautiful.
Just for context to people listening, it is 9:30 in the morning on a Saturday of a festival. So, is this your first Splore that you...
This is the first New Zealand festival Tess and I have been to.
Awesome.
Since moving over to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And what a way to kind of debut at my festival. Life here, and sad that it's the last one, I guess, but I guess onto bigger and better things for Splore, but it's super wholesome.
Oh yeah, last night I saw this like Kuya at the on the hill. I was like, I just freaking love that you're here. Bro, how was it seeing General Levy last night?
Yeah, it was cool. It's real buzzy to see General Levy on this side of the planet.
Oh yeah, because the bro's from the UK.
Yeah.
General Levy also from the UK.
Yeah, I mean, he was like a staple growing up as a kid. You know, we had things like not just Ali G, but just what he did for Jungle and Drum and Bass at the time. He was like the guy, and I call him the ad lib king because it's like he's rapping in just ad libs the whole time.
I'm joined by Half Queen.
Hell yeah.
You've been heavily involved this year with the music programming side of things. How did that sort of begin? Like, at what stage were you brought on?
Around this time last year, they wanted to switch it up a bit, and so they knew they needed to bring on someone, just a fresh set of ears and like a person that's got some ideas. So it's just been really like affirming and gratifying for someone like Fred and like John, the whole sport team, to like really believe in me and like witness my ideas and be like, we can make that happen. And
so beautiful that it's like you see the joy that it's bringing to people and you can feel like you were a part of facilitating that.
Totally. Oh my gosh, this man has a huge backpack.
That is insane.
Surely
it's just full of like stuffing. Like there's no way that's...
He's trying to find somewhere to put his tent up. All of this is just the result of people dreaming and like talking and like collaborating. It's like the beauty of it. It's just pure creativity. So that's probably what I hope, is that people are like, actually, I can make anything happen.
Yeah, it like fills your cup, hey?
Totally.
You feel like you can go back out and like take some of this.
Yeah, it's like exactly what's stopping us from just like living like this all the time, other than fucking capitalism.
Period.
And the rise of the far right.
Period.
Fuck you guys.
Dakota, who we are. It's Dakota, who we
are. What can we expect from your set tonight, sis?
You can expect a gym session.
Yo!
A whole lot of booty shaking, a whole lot of bam manawahini energy,
yes!
Some culture.
Oi.
And maybe not too much, but just a little hint at the fact that it is election year.
How does it feel to be like the baddest manawahine in Aotearoa?
Oh my goodness, I can't take that honour.
No, I can't. But you're like, you're the bad manawahine.
I feel like I, you know, got to draw inspiration from a lot of our wahine, like our festival, Queening our Waihonui Te Pō.
Yes,
hear her. Hannah Rafferty, Tanya Waikato. Yeah. There's so many.
Excited for your set. We're going to be at the front actually screaming. And crying and pissing.
Oh my god, use piss.
Use please.
We've got Jess B on the BFM bus, everyone. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Tonight, you're set at Te Kani Kani, which is looking awesome. General Levy last night was so good. And you've sort of got a real run of like incredible artists. There's like the Coconut Clouds, Coco Solid Takeover, then you, and then Half Queen back to back with Seafram. Holy
it's
shit,
it's a mad
man.
Thing. It's a mad thing. I'm so excited.
It's going to be crazy.
All our mates like just on one stage back to back.
I saw you on stage at Seafram, and then there was like Miss Kanina, Half Queen was with you as well, and then I saw a few of them up on stage for Manuka Honey as well, and I was like, yeah, the fucking girls.
It's exactly that. It's the support crew. We're just doing, we're all on tour at Splore.
So excited for your set, and so excited for the year ahead. I know there's a little bit on the horizon, some new music perhaps?
Yes, I have like a new album that's dropping at some point this year. I just started working with a friend called Andrew, and we kept going, and then we kept going, and then it turned into an album.
Kia ora, we're at Splore and I'm here with Christoph El Torrento and Ruby Doo. Well, let's talk about today's set, which has been on the cards for a long while. I think a lot of people have been waiting for a Christoph El Torrento live set.
I never did it because I wanted to do it right with a large group of people. And this was just a kick in the right direction, really. Still feels like a prototype version of something that could grow and develop over time, but I'm just thankful to Splore for kind of making it a thing.
What do you think is like the most memorable thing that people will look back on?
Honestly, it's the community. It's the community, you know. It's like the Splorers, the people that come. Once you come to Splore, you have to come back again. I mean, a lot of kids have grown up here. Splore's been going for over 20 years. You know, my daughter is now 21, and from she turned 18, she's come with her own crew, bought her own tickets. She's here this year, just party hard. And it's safe, it's child friendly, it's very wholesome. I think it's Splore's for everyone.
A couple of my kids are running around right now. I don't know where they are, but I feel like they're safe here. I'm on that patio, I'm heating up that radio,
I'm eating up with Nisi, stay with me. I'm joined by Spidertown Baby and Takatapunani.
Kia ora. There's something about the energy when you walk into Splore. Like, we got here and we just got really, really giddy and excited.
Yeah.
Not just because we're playing, but because of the vibe of the festival. As soon as I got into the, like, as soon as I got out from the campground into the festival itself, I was like, oh my god, I get it.
It literally feels like we're just like K-Road in the daytime. It's just like, even at KBT's set right now, it's just all the girlies that we're always dancing with.
Yeah. Oh.
I love that for us.
It's a treat for everybody. We go from like performing on tiny stages with like little to no production value to getting these huge big sets and like these crazy lights and like performing for all of these people on such a big platform. It's such a privilege.
Coco Solid.
I know.
A moment for Coco Solid.
A moment for the icon.
Out of retirement.
She's back, baby.
You guys have like pulled her out of retirement.
Oh, y'all are welcome. Nah.
Everybody say thank you to Takatapunani for bringing Coco Solid out of retirement.
I just gave her a polite little nudge that she should get back into it at some point, and she did. And now look at us.
It's Nick. I'm down here at Splore Festival with music journalist Russell Brown. How are you doing, Russell?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you, Nick. Kia ora.
We were talking before, it feels like that's Splore in its essence. And you wrote an awesome audio culture piece about this, and Splore was kind of born from the underground. Can you talk about those underground origins?
Yeah, I find that really interesting, that at various stages, the story of Splore has come out of K-Road. The like music and arts culture in the 90s that Amanda and Jamie were part of was partly based on K-Road. Then when John Minty bought in, at the time he owned Galatos, so he was part of that community again, and now you've got Filth AKL. And it's, I find the connection really interesting.
Kia ora, it's Nick here. We're on the BFM bus with Dick Move. This is the last Splore, so we should probably talk about that. How does it feel to play the very last one?
Yeah, it's amazing. I thought that we didn't really know how a midday punk show would go down at Splore. I felt even at soundcheck I was still really nervous about it. I was like, oh, I think people are going to hate us. But nah, they came through.
Because I have never splored and low-key hate festivals.
He's a splurgeon. He's a splurgeon.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
You guys are big proponents of independent scene. And something like Splore, I guess, now that it's not going to exist anymore, is a bit of a sad thing. Do you have a message of hope for us? How do we get together as a community?
Talking about positive action, that's what we can do, is that we can vote and we can look at what the things that we want for our people are and make sure that that's who we're voting for to be able to speak for us. More than vote.
Like, actually...
Vote at the very least.
Just do stuff.
Do something!
Sorry to get all deep and political on you, team. I know it's a bit of a hazy day out there.
That's what we do.
Romy Wright.
Hey.
Welcome to the BFM bus.
Thank you. It's so good to be here again.
And this is your first time performing at Splore?
Yeah, it's my first time performing. I've been here 3 times.
Yeah.
Previous to this, I drove a friend who was playing Andy.
Yeah.
She played the last Splore I came to, so I was her driver.
Awesome.
And then before that, I worked it. So, yeah, it's really lovely to be back in a performing position. Yeah, I feel kind of emotional, I don't know why, but
yeah,
it's just awesome to perform here. And like I said, last time I was here was with my best friend Andy
yeah.
Heartthrob. Shout out Andy.
Moi mai da.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be really amazing to be on that stage, and obviously I'm doing what Romy Wright does, but I feel like this is gonna be for her. We've got the horn section.
There's a horn section, guys.
I know. Which I think is a perfect pairing for, the ocean and all the vibes of Splore. So
what? Love the ocean, but you know what it's missing?
What?
A horn section.
Hello. and backing vocalists.